Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
Okay, you're listening to 91.3 Lagos Talks. Dr. Anne is in the building. We will try to tarry a while and see if our friends in Australia and different parts of Nigeria can join us talking about the wise men of comedy here on It's Okay with OK. But you know, we have a wise woman. She joins us every Thursday. So one wise woman is enough for the people. Not so. Dr. Anne, good to have you join us. How are you doing today?
Welcome. I'm very well, thank you, Kolawole. How are you doing?
I'm well. I'm checking my account balance to see how much they're deducting from inside. So I need to know what is going on with my bank balance.
Before we start, let me say hi to our listeners. How are you, everyone? Hope you're keeping well.
We didn't say the normal. We say, how are you?
How are you?
That's how you say it. Yeah, so everyone is joining right now. Dr. Anne has a live right now, though. So in case you're wondering, you can go on Instagram. The handle is Wellness with Dr. Anne. The doctor is Dr. Okay, so Wellness with Dr. Anne. Now, Anne is A-N-N, correct?
Yes.
All right, so that's Dr. Anne's handle in case you want to see her face this evening.
Sure.
And it's okay with okay.
And I'd also love to see you on my live. So please go on there and let's enjoy this show together.
You see, so Dr. Anne wants to see you as well. So so let's get talking.
I can see you, Eldorado. I see you, Ayobamizo. Okay, Sammy. I see you. I see you guys now. Let's start. So are you ready for us today?
We're ready. I mean, today is Thursday, so it's a hey show. We're hoping to start with others on the program, but for some reason they might be joining us along the line, but sure, it doesn't stop us from learning a few things. Mm-hmm. On Thursdays, Anne is always on ground to be our tutor when it comes to all things health. It's a hey show, the health and you show on Thursdays on It's Okay with Okay. So Dr. Anne, what do we have this evening? What are we talking about?
You know, today I kind of thought that it's nice for us to talk about hand washing.
Okay.
Yes. We're kicking into some form of a bit of change in season, and sometimes when there's a change in season, like beginning part of the rainy season, there's usually this kind of epidemic of some kind of illnesses, like some diarrheal diseases and stuff. And so I just felt that it's important that we start talking about hygiene, topics that center around hygiene, if you understand. And then hand washing is one of those very important topics that we ought to know.
Mm-hmm.
So being very practical, today we'll be talking about hand washing techniques. Right.
Hand washing techniques.
Yes.
Not just hand washing. There are ways you should actually wash your hands.
Of course, there are ways you should wash your hands. There
okay.
are ways that you should wash. That one should wash their hands.
Because some people just do shuku 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 and go. You know, or you just run. You know, some people have their bath in the weirdest way. Now, we're talking about hand washing, but it just extends towards full body bath. Some people just put the soap on their head and then stay under the shower or pour some water. As long as soap has flowed through their body, they're cool. And they're smelling the soap, they're okay. You know, so
interesting.
Maybe one day we'll talk about having your bath. But
sure.
Today
sure.
is hand washing. And you know, it just takes me back to 2020 when COVID was hitting us left, right and center. Where a lot of companies and organizations, or even the government, advocating for, you know, hand washing, wash your hands,
sure.
or use hand sanitizers. We have one in the studio anyway. And coincidentally, before Dr. Anne stepped in, I couldn't shake her hand because my hand was so soaked with this hand sanitizer. Even when she leaves, I will still use the sanitizer.
Exactly.
And that's how the cookie crumbles here.
Yes.
A Lagos Talk. So, hand washing. All right. So, why is today's show special?
Today's show is special because for all our listeners, You have a chance to win something special at the end of the show. If you listen attentively and you're able to call, and for some good fortune, your call comes through and you're able to tell us the... or to answer correctly the question that will be asked at the end of the show. Yes.
So they have to, first of all, listen attentively.
Yes.
Because you'll be asking questions from today's show.
Yes.
All right. So Dr. Anne has got you covered. There are stuffs to win today by virtue of you listening. So if you're listening for the first time, you're lucky. Yes. You can stay glued, definitely. And let's see how well you can be attentive enough to answer the questions.
Yes.
On the program. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So you can tell your friends to join. You can tell people you know to join up the show.
But what are we winning, Dr. Anne? Is it money we are winning? Or what?
Well, let's just be patient. Don't be.
But Dr. Anne has money.
Don't go.
Don't dolly so if she can shock everybody now with some, you know, some hooch something. Something
with exempting them from paying levies or something.
Well, that is. Oh, yeah, exactly. You can cover everybody's levy for the next 2 months.
Okay, let's talk about hand washing. Maybe we'll get to that.
Okay.
So, hand washing, by way of introduction, is defined as an action of or process of washing one's hands.
Okay.
So, hand washing is one of the best ways to protect yourself and your family from getting sick. It's seen as a really inexpensive way of preventing illnesses. So, the purpose of this show is talking about a lot about health promotion, disease prevention, right? Mm-hmm. And so hand washing is central to disease prevention, especially communicable disease in so many forms, in terms of prevention of like diarrheal illnesses and respiratory illnesses, okay. Right? Communicable illnesses. So hand washing is central to that. It plays a very key role. It's something as simple as just washing your hands for 20 seconds in the right way can help reduce the incidence of some of these
diseases. So you mentioned respiratory diseases like what?
Cold, that's common cold, flu.
Okay.
Yes, so some of those communicable diseases. So, we have certain scenarios where inappropriate hand hygiene, because hand washing or is also likened to hand hygiene, right? Okay. So when there is like bad hand hygiene, it could lead to illnesses, like we rightly said. And such scenarios can arise from people touching their nose, their eyes, their mouth. You know, these organs lead to the interior of the body, and they can introduce bacteria.
So putting your hand in your mouth or your nose or maybe your ear is one of the reasons why people successfully contract these diseases. So if you have a dirty hand that has picked up the germ, if you had washed your hand before, maybe using your hand to eat or putting your hand, people pick their noses. So it says that too. So if you're one of those who dig for gold, if you dig for gold, Dr. Anne, what about digging? So if your hands are clean and you dig for gold, what are the chances that you'd contract some of these diseases? And by the way, people are asking, how about WhatsApp? Can we not win on WhatsApp? That's Peter from Ogwa. Now, someone is saying, I just know Dr. Anne as a fine woman. Well done, ma. Okay. If you want to win, listen to what she's saying, because winners will be announced as soon as we're done with this.
Yes. And, okay, for WhatsApp, I think we should maybe give consideration.
Okay.
What do you think? I think that we didn't make provisions for that because
So they're feeling excluded from this.
Yes. No, they are very much part, because I even have my Instagram family who have joined and are actually commenting and engaging with us. And so we will find out maybe who is the first person to respond to that, and we can use that to judge. And we can also have some consolation prizes for people who participated. So please just
see
how
our
sponsor feels and how buoyant our sponsor can manage. Okay. So yes, like we were saying, these are some places when people prepare or eat food or drinks or have drinks with unwashed hands, when people touch surfaces of objects. So it's not just even touching other people, it's also surfaces. So it goes beyond just human contact. It goes it also involves touching surfaces that are frequently touched. You know, during that the COVID period, that era, there was this video that went viral concerning a particular place that people touched all the time, and people just did it. It was a corner of the street because there was a sharp bend,
so
and
people would touch it to support themselves
before they would go on to the other side of the road. And people did, and for everyone who came there, out of 10 people, 8 of them touched that place, even though there was a pandemic.
And it's done subconsciously.
Yes, it's subconsciously. So, and people may not even remember that, oh, I'm touching this place, or this could be how many people.
Hey,
have
they're packing the entire Lagos.
How many people have?
There are places in Lagos that are like that too, you know.
Yes.
Where, like, maybe it's like a thoroughfare, people just pass through that channel, or maybe it's like a railing or something,
yes,
or a corner of the street.
And they have to touch a particular place.
Or you're in a bus, you want to get into a bus. There's one place that everybody puts their hand first before they enter the bus. And even money, you know, you exchange money. So every day you're going to work and you have to jump the bus.
How many places?
The money in your pocket has gone to different places.
I tell you.
So is it possible for the bacteria that spreads these communicable diseases to stay on notes like paper, like the money
surface
that we
is surface.
Exchange?
Surface is surface.
Wow.
It could be, as long as it's a surface.
So the money in our wallets now could be contaminated.
You can take it to check, but yes, I believe that as long as it's a surface, it can form a resting place for bacteria or pathogens. By pathogens, I mean disease causing organisms.
And some people will go to Mama Put, collect change, use that same man to eat Eba.
Yes.
So, days.
So these are some of the things that we want to talk about today, because as simple as it seems, it's something that is central to disease prevention, especially in our own environment. Because we want to talk about it because we know that when COVID came, COVID made hand washing facilities to improve a lot. I must say that a lot of organizations, a lot of industries, they just kind of this kind of need to know that of washing your hands, and there are things that you should do. It's not just running water over your hand or rinsing it. Some people say, okay,
so
we'll rinse it, as long as you
for effective
it.
Hand washing.
Yes, so there is a technique for effective hand washing for you to say you have effective.
We're learning today.
Yes, so
pay attention.
When do you wash your hands? When should one wash their hands?
Okay.
There are a million and one times that people would say, because if we start listing it, some people will even give us some more answers from all the platforms that they're joining us on and say, okay, one should also wash their hands at this time. But common times, before, during, and after meals. So while you're preparing the meals.
Do you want to show us visuals? Because I want to direct more people to see what you're doing on your live. Dr. Anne is live on Instagram. So I want to beg her so she can do some demonstrations just for those who are watching us via Instagram.
Yes.
Could you help us with that?
Because we don't have any.
We don't have water, but you could just demonstrate with the way, imagine water was running through.
And we'll try and do that when we get to the steps.
Okay.
So for now, we're just talking about common times when people should wash their hands, okay? Before and after eating, before and after caring for someone who is sick, before and after treating a cut or a wound. It could be your own cut or your own wound and or someone else's, okay? One will say, oh, why wash my hands before treating my wound, or even after it's my wound or stuff. It's just for your own sake and for the wound as well, okay? Because hands contain a lot of bacteria, and when you're cleaning that, bacteria could get into the wound and the wound becomes infected, and then there could be a whole lot of complications that
a small cut can turn into something else.
Yes, so after using the toilet or restroom, for women, after you've changed your sanitary pads or your sanitary or your menstrual products, whichever you use, after changing diapers or cleaning up a child, after blowing your nose, coughing or sneezing, after touching animals, pet food, animal waste, after touching garbage. So you could add on to this. And some people will say, how do I know I should wash my hands if I've not done all of this? Well, if you feel like you should wash your hands, then you should probably wash your hands. All right.
I think it takes a level of consciousness, though. Like for me, I just feel touching, like I'm in the office now, I'm sharing a lot of things. Absolutely. My colleagues must have used this keyboard, the mouse and everything. I have guests, I shake their hands and all of that. I don't know where they're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that is why we have these things in the office and all the studios.
Yeah.
So for me, I think there's a great level of self-consciousness that really drives you to wash your hands consciously, because it's very easy for you to just be carried away with your day.
Yes, and then if it's not visibly dirty,
exactly.
One would say, I've not touched anything very dirty today, so what's the essence of washing my hands, you know?
Mm.
And so these are some of the things you're talking about. So now we move on to the steps of washing, of hand washing. So what are the steps that one should follow when they're washing their hands? Mm. So the first step is to wet your hands with clean water, clean running water. It could be warm or cold water. You turn off the tap and then you apply soap. So let's picture it. You wet the hands. That's the first one. The first.
So you turn on the tap and then you put your hand on.
These guidelines are according to the Center for Disease Control, the U.S. Center for Disease Control. These are the guidelines that were shared. You wet the hands. You turn on the tap. Could be wet. It could be warm water or cold water. You turn it on and then you wet the hands with clean running water, right? And then you apply soap. You turn off the tap, then apply.
What kind of soap is the best for hand washing? Bar soaps.
Soap, as long as it contains an active ingredient that can form lather. Some people will say, okay, medicated, or what do you call it? The ones that have antiseptic.
Some people use bathing soap to wash their hands.
Soap.
Some people use dishwasher to wash their hand. So does dishwasher work? I don't know. So it's about the ingredients in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what qualifies it as an effective as a solvent or whatever it is.
Yes.
To wash your hands with.
Yes. Okay. Yes. We don't want to start saying any highfalutin thing. If you can, the soap you can afford.
If you can do foam. If you can do plenty foam.
As long as it is soap, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And lather.
So the next one you rightly mentioned is the lather. Right.
Okay.
Yes. So after you've put the soap on, the hands are wet, and then you now put the soap. That's for the lather. You put the soap, rub them together, and then when we say lather, it means foam. Foam.
It's foam now. Let it do foam.
Exactly. So
we all know the effective
bubbles,
soaps anyway.
You see, yes.
Yeah.
So you see bubbles. So you start to rub the hands. You rub them together, because rubbing together also helps to produce this. When you rub the soap on your hands, it's not just going to form lather. Or it's not just going to lather
on its own.
You have to rub it in, and for the lather to form. But you know, these days there are some hand wash that just comes as a foam.
Okay.
Yes. So it's still okay. You know, innovation is bringing a lot of things.
So how do you rub your hands? Is there a specific technique?
You rub your palms together.
Like you just put the palms together. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You put.
And would that be effective enough?
That's effective to create the friction.
How about the back of your arm?
Of course, you move from the from rubbing the palms together, you move to the back of your arm.
So you use one palm to rub the back of the other arm?
Absolutely.
And vice versa.
But you know, if the person is I don't know what kind of human being, and the person can use the same.
What kind of human being?
To wash the back of the
same. Some people actually
hand.
Use one hand. Okay, can I wash my hand with one hand effectively?
It's always preferable to wash both, right? Some people say, I didn't use this hand, I used this.
Let me just wash my I want to eat it, but just only wash one hand.
Yes,
because, you know, and are you going to be effectively washing your hand with just one hand?
No, it's not because one hand is supposed to wash the back of the other hand, and as long as that hand, the back is not yet washed, so it's not an effective hand washing that has happened.
Yeah, some people just when they want to eat it, but they just when the water is running, they just dab their hand in the water small.
So those are different techniques.
so
those are different.
We need
techniques.
Soap, actual soap. Can you actually wash your hand effectively without soap? Just running water. Some people do, and they won't eat it by
So you see, one thing with disease prevention is as much as possible for a situation where you don't have soap. People can just use water for that particular situation because maybe they are somewhere that there is they don't have access to soap or something. So at all, that's what we say. Okay, as much as possible, do what is appropriate for where you are. Okay, so if you do that, you have it at the back of your mind that you have not properly washed your hands. You have just done this to reduce the amount of bacteria or the amount of pathogens that might be on the surface of your hand, but you still need to do the appropriate thing when you get the chance to do that.
Okay, right? So you can't bank on that style of washing your hand.
Exactly.
How about people that use bowls to wash their hand? They put water in a bowl and they feel, okay, you know, they want to eat. I'm using Eba today because I feel like eating Eba. So you want to eat Eba, you bring a bowl of water that you're used to. You put your hand inside and wash it. Mm-hmm. Only one hand. Mm-hmm. How effective is that in killing the bacteria?
Going back to this one hand.
I'm just giving you practical things that people do.
I understand for the bowl. You know, we said preferably running water.
Running water from a tap.
Yes, running water from a tap where the whatever you're washing off is going away.
It's flowing away.
It's not being collected in the same thing where you're still washing and recycling everything, and then after people don't even
so people have been washing nonsense. So people like maybe like five people want to share Eba now. They all wash the inside that same. The first person will wash, second person will wash, like five hands will wash.
But
there.
One thing I've discovered is that most of the restaurants they now have things where you can actually go and wash your hands if you don't
running water.
Yeah, running water where you can like tap and where you can open the tap, wash your hands the proper way. Okay? Mm. Because that one it used to be kind of prestigious, but it's not really you're not really washing your hands.
And again, washing, you know, you mentioned turn on the tap. Is there no bacteria on the what's it called now? The knob of the tap.
On the knob of the tap. Yes, so
you use your dirty hand to turn on the tap.
Yes.
You now wash your hand. You now close the tap back. I'm thinking how you're going to do it.
What some people do is that they kind of, some people sprinkle like soapy water. If you have a chance to close it with
your elbow.
That works. Then that works if it's that kind of tap, right? But if it's not that kind of tap, and then you have to like really close it by using your...
People are asking questions, but go ahead.
Yes, but we'll open the phone lines when it's time for questions. Mm. Yes, but it's important to follow the hand washing. So it's assumed that the tap, the whole bathroom, everywhere where you're going to wash your hands, the area is already clean. That's the assumption, okay? Mm-hmm. So you don't have to worry about that.
Personally, I use a part of my hand I'm not going to use to eat to operate the tap, you know, so I can use my elbow or like my forearm to try to, or even use maybe like a tissue or something.
Tissue, you know. Exactly. So it's all about practicing measures that would help as much as possible reduce transmission of pathogens.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then after lather, so we talked about wet. The first step was wet. The next one, lather. So the third step in hand washing is scrub. So you scrub your hands for at least 20 seconds from beginning to the end. So you can sing, people say, how do I know it's 20 seconds? You can sing happy birthday songs from beginning to the end.
But won't I look like someone that needs mental evaluation?
You just want it in your mind.
No? So I can't sing it out loud.
You can happy sing birthday it out loud
to, what song did you sing?
Happy birthday, yes.
So if you sing it in our mind, not loud in public, so they won't carry us to Yaba.
If you want to, yes, but
okay,
at least 20 seconds, meaning that when we say at least, meaning that that's the minimum.
Okay, so it could be enough time whilst you're scrubbing.
Enough time, but not less than 20 seconds.
Yes,
not
can less I use sponges? Or can I make do with just my hand?
You you can make do with your hand, really. Both hands. Okay. Remember, it's we enough. Talked about so for scrubbing, you're using one hand to scrub the palm of the other one, wash the back of the opposite hand. So you
in
do
between
that
the fingers
in between
and
the fingers, under the nails. You're trying to get it. Some people use nail brush. Some people like sponge, like you talked about. Some people might also use it to try and get dirt out of their nail area or out of or in between their fingers, just as much as you can to get dirt or pathogens off. Remember, like I said, hand washing. Some people might not even see visible dirt in their hand, but it's important to wash the hands, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So the third one is scrub. Then the fourth one is rinse. So you rinse your hands under clean water, clean running water.
Okay.
So we talked about to wet the hands, then lather. That's when you put on the soap, you rub it until the foam appears, then scrub. When there's now foam, you now begin to scrub the palms, the back of the hands, in between the fingers, the nail areas, all those areas in a bit to bring out or to make sure you're cleaning out all the areas.
Even if you're not seeing anything, they are there.
Of course, of course, of course. And it's not until the hand turns brown or black. Or
some people, it's until the hand is black before they wash it.
But if they don't have contact with anything that makes the hand black or so...
Well, but you know, those pathogens, like you said, they're microscopic.
Absolutely.
You can't see with your eyes.
Absolutely.
But they are there and they could, you know.
What's here now?
Exactly.
So if I've coughed my hands, you don't know what, you don't know where.
You don't know whose hand you want to shake on your way to the studio.
It may not necessarily be wet. It may not be brown or looking dirty. It's just the microbes are there and it has a capacity to cause illness. Then you have the fifth one, which is dry your hands using a clean towel or an air dryer.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so don't flap, 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 flap.
So it's you just do. You know when you wash on, you just wipe your hand in the air like this in a bit to take off the droplets. So you're saying wipes or like a towel, paper towel.
Clean dry towel. It could be paper towel. It could be when you clean with paper towel, make sure you dispose appropriately. Cloth towel.
If they, I know some people normally buy this small paper towels, you know, or
disposable.
They're smaller than serviettes. They're like very small, as small as your phone, you know, putting in your pocket or in your bag, all of that. So
yes,
so that works too, right?
They're
not expensive. Those things are not expensive.
You pat the hands dry, yes, and then you dispose of it appropriately. Yes, so those are the five steps. I want to go over these five steps again because these steps are important.
Because Dr. Anne is saying it's important to somebody would or some persons will be lucky today to take the gifts.
So like we mentioned, we say the first step in hand washing is to wet the hands.
Okay.
You wet the hands. You put the hand under clean running water.
Okay.
Right. For it to get wet, you turn off the tap, and then you apply soap, right? Then the next step is to lather.
Okay.
That is where the foam is formed.
You do shuku shuku until the foam is coming out.
You rub the palms against each other. You rub the one palm on the back of the other one and the other the same way.
Okay.
And then the next step is to scrub.
All right.
So you scrub all the areas in between the fingers, under the nails. It's preferred that people keep short nails so that bacteria doesn't go and hide somewhere that the water or hands cannot reach for appropriate washing. But for people who have long nails, you can also use nail brushes.
So it just takes extra effort to manage long nails. But
absolutely.
If you don't want to bother yourself about all of that, just keep short nails.
Keep your nails short and clean. And then you have rinsing. After you've scrubbed the hand for about 20 seconds, you scrub that hand for about 20 seconds. Remember, 20 seconds is for the scrubbing, not for the whole hand washing. So eventually, the whole hand washing will definitely be more than 20 seconds. So you scrub the hands for 20 seconds. Remember what we said. you can sing the happy birthday song, or if you have a timer, you want to time yourself, that's fine. Then you rinse off the soap, you rinse the palms, you rinse the back of the hands, and then you dry the hand using a clean dry towel or air dryer, right? Mm. Yes. So people may ask, are there alternatives to hand washing?
Okay.
Yeah, are there? Yes, there's a hand sanitizer that you've been saying.
Yeah,
you've been saying
hand sanitizers are very,
yes. So hand sanitizers,
and they're now very affordable, and they're in small packages. So
absolutely. So, but washing the hand is the best if the facilities are available for that. Okay. However, some people may find themselves in an immediate situation where, or in a situation where there is no soap and water at the time. All they have to their disposal is hand sanitizer. So one should also use that to reduce the level of pathogens or germs, okay, on the surface of their hands before they get to somewhere that they can actually properly wash their hands, right?
Okay.
So yes, they can use hand sanitizer. But the thing about using hand sanitizer is to ensure that hand sanitizer has up to about 60% alcohol.
Okay, let me check this one.
Yes, please.
So this one that we have here, we won't mention their name, but it's got 70% alcohol.
Right. Okay. So people may ask, oh, how do I know it has 60%? You've just answered that by looking at the label.
Yeah, okay? The label. I'm looking at the label now.
Yes, the company should be proud to display the percent or the amount of alcohol the hand sanitizer.
Even the ingredients are stated here. Mm-hmm. Ethanol, 70%. Water, glycerol, and hydrogen peroxide.
Right.
Yeah, so all these are antiseptic.
That can help in reducing level of pathogens or microorganisms. So what did we say? The percentage should be, for those listening to us, we said it should be...
I know when 60%. Lecturer wants to form questions. I'm giving you guys hints now. Don't say I didn't do anything for you.
Mr. Lecturer. Maybe call out
suspect on you, Lecturer.
Call out, I'm suspecting you.
I'm suspecting you too. Suspecting ourselves.
Yes, so like we said, if soap and water are not readily available, you can use alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. And then how do you tell it has 60%? You can tell by looking at the label, right?
So if it doesn't have it on the label, don't gamble. Just pick something else that has it on the label.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
if you're the one buying it. But if it's a situation where you don't have, like I said again, you cannot, if one suspects that they might have touched something that has some microbes, and before they can get to somewhere that has hand washing facilities, and they find hand sanitizer that they don't even have, they don't know what percentage it is.
Use it first,
okay? Mm. To reduce whatever that can reduce, okay? We have to be very practical. Okay, yeah. You won't say, okay, this one doesn't have 60%. I didn't see the percentage or the amount
of alcohol,
so I'm not going to use it. That is even still worse than...
At all. But
always have it in mind that you're not sure of that, and your hands have not been properly cleaned.
Okay.
Because even with the hand sanitizer, even with using hand sanitizer does not completely clean the hands or like the soap and water does. It just reduces the burden or the amount of microorganisms until one can properly wash their hands. That's why we call it an alternative.
So it's like, right? It reduces the risk.
Yes. Some people say, okay, should we wear gloves? Yes, you wear gloves, but make sure if we wear gloves, then do we still need to wash our hands? Gloves are good. It protects you from grease, from this, from that. But then you have to keep the gloves clean. The gloves also have something that comes, if it's something that like powder or stuff, you still need to wash your hands, okay? Hand washing is like the gold standard for hand hygiene.
Hand washing, number
yes,
one.
Hand washing, okay. Yes. So we now quickly talk about... Okay, so we'll talk about how to use the hand sanitizer. You apply the gel product to the palm of one hand. You cover all the surfaces of the hand. And then you rub your hands together, just like you're washing. You rub them together, the palms, facing the palms, and then the back of the hand.
Some people normally manage sanitizer, or they just put small. So how much is enough, and how small is too small? Can you give us a clue? They should just put it very well, generously, right?
Apply generously.
Some people be managing it. It just puts more as if they are putting toothpaste on toothbrush.
To cover all surfaces.
So that toothpaste size, is it enough?
I don't know what toothpaste.
You know when you're putting toothpaste on your toothbrush?
Because hand sanitizers have different consistencies. There are really those that are like gel, and there are those that are like very the liquid content in them is high, so it's like very fluidy and all that. So it depends, but just cover. Just make sure you have a generous amount.
Somebody's saying that the only reason I don't buy alcoholic sanitizer is because of my guy. He drinks anything alcohol, making no good finish him for me. I beg you, don't go and drink sanitizer.
So please, as a way of caution, alcohol, because in making sanitizers, they also add other things. It's not just pure alcohol.
So it's not the alcohol that people drink.
Yes, it is not the same thing.
This one is ethanol.
Alcohol poison. It can lead to alcohol poison. So please keep out of reach of children. And please, it is not pure alcohol that people can...
it's different.
Yes, it has some other chemicals. Like you read out the composition of this one that we have.
This one that we have here, if you can hear it.
And if you can see us too.
If you can see it, but we're not going to show their names. Let me cover their name.
The show as sponsors. So they come on the show as sponsors.
So this one has ethanol, 70%, and then it has water too, and then there's glycerol. And then there's hydrogen peroxide.
So imagine drinking hydrogen peroxide if one drinks hand sanitizer.
Ah, what's your law?
So, I don't know what's happening.
So someone said, is it okay to use regular sachet dry gin in the event sanitizers are not available?
Absolutely.
Are you serious?
Because some of these alcohol gin. Has, they have high alcohol content.
Oh, so after all these things are useful.
We said 60% alcohol, and remember we said it's just for the time where you cannot access.
I know sometimes in movies, maybe when someone gets wounded or shot and they're trying to give first aid and there's no proper spirit or something or iodine, they use maybe gin or alcohol or vodka to disinfect the wound.
Absolutely.
So you're saying that if that sort of situation happens, it could be an alternative when you don't have proper... materials available.
Alcohol with high ethanol content. Yes. Okay. Yes, we said 60%.
But that's not even for, not for washing hands per se.
Yes. Alcohol for washing also hands helps. Alcohol also
to disinfect the hand.
Disinfect if there is no proper facilities or no proper hand sanitizer. That's the only thing at your disposal at the time. Yes, why not?
Okay.
Yes. So we'll just talk about...
our time is running now. Now we're going to do our giveaway.
I think we should
this.
Just go straight to that giveaway. How many minutes? Oh, we have barely 6 minutes.
We have barely 6 minutes. All right. So, 5 minutes.
So I think we should open the phone lines now.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to open the phone lines, but then I'm going to ask the question.
All right.
So the person who answers the questions correctly, for today we're just going to do for the person who... we receive back phone lines, but subsequently we'll devise a method of
involving our WhatsApp friends,
involving WhatsApp, Instagram, and all platforms that people are joining us on.
Okay,
right. So the question is: before you open the phone lines,
I've already opened everything.
The question is: list the 5 steps for hand washing. The 5 steps involved in hand washing. Okay. One that can list it correctly.
The way you said it.
Yes, in 10 seconds. I think we should time
so
it.
So we have our first caller. Hello, how are you?
Africa.
Nigeria. Lagos. Okay.
Hello.
Is this Joseph Jackson? Oh, yeah, now. Very well. Fire down. So you heard Dr. Anne.
Oh, he said he's a first time caller. I think you should ring that for him.
He's not a first time caller. Which kind of first time caller?
Dr. Anne, no question, please.
Okay, so can you please list the 5 steps on in hand washing correctly?
Okay. Wet your hand.
Wet? Good.
You have to pour soap.
Are you sure?
You have to pour soap on it and make it lather.
Okay.
By doing it.
Is that step two?
Okay, go on. We'll announce the winner at the end. What is his name?
Okay.
Yes. You have to rub them together and stir for like 20 seconds.
Right. Okay, go on.
You have to rinse it. And you have you have to dry it with a dryer on clean towel.
Okay, thank you very
okay,
much.
Okay, Joseph Jackson, you know if
yes.
if you have bafao or you have done it correctly. Hello, yes. 91.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Welcome, how are you? Hello.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, welcome.
Someone is calling us Joseph.
See their mouths. They're calling for giveaway.
Someone is calling out Joseph. They said Joseph is not a regular. Joseph is a regular caller.
What's your name? What's your name?
I'm Chinaza.
All right, Chinaza, go ahead. You had the question. You had the Dr. Han's question, right?
Yes, I heard.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, number one, you wet your hands. Okay. Then number two, you pour soap. Number three, you lather, like you make the soap foam. Number four, you scrub your hands and your in between your fingers, back of your palm and everywhere for 20 seconds. Number five, you rinse.
Are you sure it's not for 2 hours?
For at least 20 seconds.
Okay.
Okay, Chinaza, we can hear you.
Is that all?
Okay, number two. No, after that, you dry.
What number are you now, Chinaza? Chinaza, what number?
I'm here, number 11.
I had number 6.
Chinaza, quickly.
No. There are 6 numbers now. Okay. Number 5 is rinse. That's after scrubbing.
Okay, Chinaza, you need to revisit hand washing again. But you can find some of these materials on Center for Disease Control. Sorry, you didn't get it right. Let's give room for another call.
We don't have much time. Let's see if we can sneak in one more call. 91.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you, welcome. How are
hello.
You?
I'm fine, sir.
Okay, what's your name?
So
alright, go ahead.
Can you go ahead and answer?
I want to try.
Oh, yeah, now, quickly.
The tap with clean water and add some so that it can foam, the rubber can foam. Then, number three, you scrub. So that it will produce lather and foam very well. You scrub. Not less than 20 seconds. Then number four, you rinse with clean water, running water. Then number five, dry your hands using a clean towel.
Okay.
Thank you so much for attempting the question.
Our time is fast spent. We need to wrap it up now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you want to determine who the winner is.
How many minutes do we have left?
We have barely a minute for this.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, Mr. Joseph Jackson and Mr. Abu, thank you. And even Chinaza, thank you so much, all of you, for making this wonderful attempt to answer this question. And all our amazing listeners.
Yeah, we have friends as well on WhatsApp.
We have to go now. So
someone, Joe, everyone, someone was confirming Joseph, that you can use Ogogoro to dress your wound.
Okay, so let me just confirm the winner, then we can
confirm the winner quickly.
So Joseph and Mr. Abu, you actually got it right. However, Joseph happened to be the first person who got it right.
Joseph
is the winner.
So Joseph Jackson was faster, so others got it right as well.
No, not others.
Chinaza had missed it.
Missed
Mr. Abu got it right.
Mr. Abu got
but
it right.
But Joseph Jackson was. Yeah.
Yes.
But thank you so much, Mr. Abu, for attempting it. Yes. We're going to do this regularly,
do this regularly.
We can get more people to win.
Yes, not all the time. We'll pray for more sponsors, but yes, we intend to do this regularly. So stay tuned.
Okay. So what are they getting? I will get their details. Joseph Jackson, I have your details. I will forward it to. Okay, just forward your name and your number to me on WhatsApp quickly right now, so I could forward it to our sponsor. Mm-hmm. But who is our sponsor? You don't want to mention the person's
name. The person prefers to be anonymous.
Well, the person prefers to be anonymous. But the person is...
The person is one who is very passionate about health promotion. Yes,
okay.
And health literacy. So by participating on this show, we want to promote health literacy amongst our participants and Nigeria as a whole. Yes.
Okay, all right. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, everyone, for joining. Oh, my goodness, my WhatsApp, my Instagram.
Go on. Okay, so go on Wellness
Thank
with
so
Dr. Anne.
Chooks, modesty.
Okay.
First, you wet your hand. He answered it correctly too.
Yeah, people got it right. The most important thing is you're getting it right, and you have gotten that knowledge, and you have you know, imbibed it.
Yes.
Practicalize it anywhere you are.
Yes.
And so
follow us on,
our
Instagram or on our social media handles.
Yep. Wellness with Dr. Ann. Go there right now. You might still see small things that you can benefit from. She posts a lot of amazing health tips on her page. Wellness with Dr. Ann. Yeah, so wellness, you know how to spell wellness. If you don't know how to spell it, on your own. With, you know how to spell that one too. Dr. Ann is D-R-A-N-N. So put it together. Wellness with Dr. Ann. That is a handle. Okay, and you can see her fine face too. She's a fine girl too. Okay.
Appreciate that.
Okay, so what news are we having?
We're having the world hand washing, or is it Ogogoro? We're having the world hand washing day.
Okay.
Hand washing news.
Everything. All will join.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.